All wings report in.
Red 10 standing by.
Red 7 standing by.
Red 3 standing by.
Red 6 standing by.
Red 9 standing by.
Red 2 standing by.
Red 11 standing by.
Red 5 standing by.
We would be honored if you would join us.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to another edition of the Sarlacc Digest, a podcast bringing line talk and digesting Star Wars topics over 1,000 years, or until one of these guys turn 50 over here. So they're going to be turning 50 here soon, very soon. But we'll be
throwing so much shade.
This is episode 249. Speaking about getting older, right? 249, being recorded on March 6th, 2024. I am your host, Darth Moocher. Scott Solo, we got.
What's up, nerds?
I'm talking like Yoda now. Bootleg Joe, we got.
I am here.
Chris here will be joining us momentarily. We had some technical difficulties, but so when he joins in, I'm sure it'd be a seamless transition and we get right into it. And Ernie will just wave to the East Coast there. He's in Florida enjoying Walt Disney World. So I know he never listens back, so, you know, he'll never hear the shout out. So. But before we get into all the stuff we got going on for Star Wars, because there is actually quite a few things to go over and just kind of talk and theory craft ourselves out of it, though. But of course, before we get into it, I'm going to kick it over to Scott Solo so we can shout out our Shadow Council, plus everybody who's being digested in the pit. So, Scott, it's your turn.
All right. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. And if you're new, welcome aboard. Welcome aboard to the Sarlacc Digest. And hey, special shout out to our buddies on the Shadow Council. We have a new Shadow Council member. We'll get to that in just a second. But right now, we've got AJ from the Forbidden Panel, Brandon and Anya Epler, Brian C, Cliff. I'm going to skip the next one. Then we got Crystal E. We've got Dennis McGrath, Don the Dad Dorn, Eric Grubb, Flavie Davey, formerly of the Nerds with Attitude podcast, Gavin Connor from the Holy Hour All Cure podcast, Justin the Vanilla Thunder, Luke, a.k.a. Drunk Droid 77, Mervine Bolanos, Matt Logic, Nicholas Schaefer, Papa Schmitty, Ryan, and the Star Joes podcast. And hey, a special welcome aboard again to Commander Cook. Welcome, man. Thank you. Thank you so
Thank
much
you.
For joining the Shadow
and
Council.
Welcome. Thank you. Yeah, absolutely.
Heck yeah, man. So if you want to join up with the Shadow Council, just scan that QR code right there. Donate a couple of bucks a month. And you get access to special stuff. You get the ability to vote on topics every month or every, I think we backed off of the every month and we're doing
quote
something
unquote.
A little different.
Yeah. Air quotes come in very handy in a lot of things.
Right, exactly. But we've got the, we've adjusted the monthly vote to the wheel. So, you know, the next time you guys come up with topics, we're going to toss them on the wheel so we can be a little more active. And, you know, it's just great having you all on board. And if you want it, you can also send us a couple of bucks in the super chats. That's always a lot of fun to get a special shout out there. But we are digesting some folks. We've got Rhino Hobbies in there. We've got Don the Dad Dorn. We have got Gavin Connor. Bootleg Joe, but he don't count because he's right below me. We've got Sergeant Curtis Schultz. What's up?
And he'll be 50 this month. So we got some 50s in this pretty soon, huh?
Yeah. We've got Matt Logic in there. We've got Mudhorn. I'm just here for the spoilers. Haven't caught up with the last episode
yet. Yeah, look, it's not much spoilering, but we will definitely be talking about. I mean. We'll get into it. Go ahead. But yes, we're going to spoil it. Really not missing that much. But
we've also got Philippe Terrazas in there and Jake Gooding. What is up, Jake?
Yo.
So nice.
If you haven't spoken up, give us, you know, say something in the chat. We'll give you a shout out as we go along. So thank you, everybody.
Yes, thank you so much. Chris, you're back. Welcome, Chris. Grand Admiral Franz, everybody. Everybody give him a round of applause. And he had everything worked out.
Okay, hold on. Am I reverbing?
No, you're good. Everything's right, good. Cool. Yeah.
Man. I'm sitting here, I'm like, I don't want to say nothing much.
No, everything looks
What I missed? Have we covered Bad Batch yet? Let's get in.
Yeah, I mean, we basically did. I mean, Bad Batch was, you know, this funny because like the series is, to me, it's still fun. It's like a fun kind of series. There's some major things that hit us in the face at the very beginning, but then it's kind of like we get into these episodes that need to happen. We understand they need to happen. Not a lot of stuff to write down, right? It was kind of like I could sum up this episode in like 5 words, really. But Cliff is joining us also. What's up, man?
What's up?
I know I'm going to be talking about some gaming stuff, so Cliff, you better chime in here because I want you to see your opinion on things.
Because this guy's no good with the gaming stuff.
Rhino Hobby's also saying he'll be 50 in July. I'm trying to keep those AARP bastards away. Eventually, they will
get you. They will. Yeah. They started sending me stuff like 2 years ago. I'm like, what the hell, man? Yeah.
It takes 2 years for it to process so you can, you know, start sending, you know, getting signed up for things. I mean, okay. I'm just saying. Yeah. So I've heard.
I'm ready for my senior discount.
Do you guys want to get into like the Bad Batch stuff now, or do you kind of want to save it a little bit for later, or just want to get out of the way?
Get it out of the way. We can get it out the way. Let's get it over with.
All right. Cool. So, I mean, those of you who have been keeping up with the Bad Batch stuff, again, this is not going to be a very long talk, but this week's episode was the reconciliation and meeting of Crosshairs and the gang, right? Echo, Crosshair, Wrecker, all of them kind of like trying to get back in the swing of things with trepidations and faults and everything coming out to the table where it almost came to blows, right? Like we expected this to happen, right? Like Hunter and Crosshair have some issues to work out, but they were forced to work together in this whole, you know, helping thing. And then Crosshair saves his life. And then everybody at the end, it's like, okay, we're cool. Now let's move on to something else. Basically. Cliff notes.
I wanted to see it pick up where we left off last week, where we had that distant shot, you know, of Hunter in the shadows. And I wanted to see them just start. Mm. I wanted to see them come to blows, but
almost, yeah. Right? Oh, well. Almost.
Almost.
They all have skeletons in their claws and now came out, right? You know, he's basically Hunter. What was kind of cool was Hunter's questioning of Crosshair's, like, why are you here? How did you get captured? Yeah. What happened to you for what you changed? To betray? What changed?
What happened? And okay, so here we go. So the title of we've talked about this a couple weeks ago about titles, right? And how they have double meaning. So you have the return of the Bad Batch together.
Yes.
Group, right, Crosshair to the group. We knew that was kind of coming. But the second was return to that outpost. Right. That's where he changed.
That's where he killed his officer. Yeah.
That's where he killed the officer. That's where he was with Mayday and all that. And that's why when he was putting the helmets back,
Mayday's helmet was
huge. Putting them all there, including Mayday, who died in his arms. That's why he killed the officer. So
I thought that was
a really powerful episode.
It was great moments.
Go ahead, Scott.
Sorry. I was just gonna say overall it was great, but the impactful moments were really good.
It's just, I guess, because we knew it had to happen, but that kind of sucks for everything, right? Just because we know it's going to happen because it has to happen. If we didn't see it, just kind of like we'd be in the, hey, Leia and Chewie didn't hug type of situation if we didn't see it happen, you know?
You're 100% right. And it's almost like we expected this kind of story to progress within the Bad Batch era. And it was almost like, okay, I can write it in my head. And then it's like when you see it, it's like, okay, it's just another week for something else.
We just want to skip through it in 5 minutes, you know? And it's like, we got to tell the damn story. I get that way too. I'm not like shitting on the whole thing. I'm just like, I do the same thing. Oh, we just got to bring it back and be self-aware that I'm like, damn.
And if we did, then you're right.
I'm in a thread mentality right now, or a reels mentality. And I want the show done in seconds.
I get you, man. And then you're right with, like, if we didn't get it, then we'd be like, something's missing. Like, there's some, the heart of, it's like, I always talk about the heart of a show, right? And Bad Batch definitely has heart. It's like, okay, here we go. I'm just going to get through this. I like to talk about it and all that stuff. And it's necessary. It's also set, like, again, it's the calm before the storm too, because an episode like this always sets up for a tragic, coming something tragic coming up, and that's what's like crap. Okay, we got this. Now, how do we let's prepare for something bad?
It's Hunter and Wrecker, dude. I'm telling you, she's going off the crosshair. That's the end.
Oof. You know, it just reminds me of all like Walking Dead. As soon as somebody like cracks a joke or makes friends with somebody, bam, an arrow through the head. You know what I mean? It's like, yep.
It's true.
And so, yeah, so it's going to get interesting. It's going to get interesting. I'm on repeat with this, saying like all the necessary episodes we're getting early, and that's cool, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it feels that way. Is next week the double episode, Scott? Do you remember?
I've got it pulled up right here. It is next week is, yes, we've got Infiltration. Episode 6 is Infiltration. Wow. Episode 7 is Extraction.
Yeah.
That seems really fast, especially since they don't even really know where Tantus is just yet.
Yeah, it must be the end is the Infiltration, right at the very end of the episode.
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah.
Maybe, so something happened. So something confused. So last week we talked about that scene, right, where I had said it was in episode 3, but it was in episode 1 where Nala Se had and Omega were talking about the tests, right? Yes. And she said, mm-hmm. "Oh, you're testing the clones," and Nala Se said, "Not the clones."
Right.
Even though she was testing hers, right? And it was in episode 1. But then today they said it was not Omega said it was not the clones, or it was the clones.
Yeah.
So now I got to go back and watch to see if Nala Se was saying it under her breath. And Omega didn't pay attention.
I gotcha.
But you know what I mean?
Gotcha.
So something,
yeah,
there's something bigger going on. It's gonna unleash in the next 2 weeks, is what I'm thinking. Next
absolutely. Week, absolutely. Episode. And I mean that's where I'm hoping that there's this underlying mystery that we don't know about until like that last few episodes where like, oh my god. In a perfect Star Wars theory crafting world, I want to be able to kind of like write in this timeline of events that happened that were like pivotal to moving forward.
Yeah. This piece right here was integral to, well, I think we're going to get both the cloning. Obviously we're getting the cloning, right?
Necromancer's
going on. And the path. I think they've got to both be kind of start in bad batch and go from there, which I think is pretty awesome.
Yeah. Know? Oh God. Bring that full circle, man. Like full circle would be great because then it shows us that the story team is paying attention to their stuff. Right.
Yeah.
Even the new guys that are coming in and stuff. It's like, okay, it's not just throwing it out there just to hang out there and then move on to other things. Let's get connected dots with a lot of these things. Because then I think that it brings it all together when you're talking to somebody else about Star Wars. Like, remember the path and Kenobi? Well, this came back in this and this, that, and Quinlan Voss is like, when Quinlan Voss comes in live action, that, you know what I mean? We're going to have to.
And I'm almost thinking, you know, we might see him this season. If we're seeing Asajj, why wouldn't we?
Yeah.
Right. I mean, this is post Dark Disciple. She's back.
It'd be a great way to tie it all together. I mean, we're talking, we know that he was part of the path, or, you know, at least rescued by the path. Yeah. We see she's coming. We know their history together. It makes the most sense. So we'll not see it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
He's like, oh, that's obvious.
Yeah. Jake, sorry about work.
Yeah.
Sorry about work, man. But thanks for checking in. Hit us on the replay, Jake. Have a good one. Rhino Hobbies also saying this pass up. Yep, it's gotten me in the feels. Yeah, that's where it's like that moment of you know, like, I'm glad this happened because they made peace. They made peace.
And I like that him, Hunter, and Crosshair took a minute. You know, I like that piece. Yes. Like I said, Wrecker was a little easy. Omega trust her. Why wouldn't I? You just get Omega trust everything.
If so Omega trusts her, then that's good enough for me.
Yeah
she's still what the
Wrecker. Come on,
rescue all the clones, every single clone in the world.
Oh man, she's too much, dude. She is too much.
Crystal E. Hi, Crystal. Hi. That's what I'm gonna call her from now. Crystal Hi, because E. Never mind. But yes. What's up, Crystal? Thanks for checking.
She does that when she walks into my office too. Hi. Oh hey.
We're gonna when we get a soundboard, we're gonna have to have her record it and we'll have it. You know, every time she enters the chat, we'll have that. That'd be fun to do. Cool.
Yeah.
So you guys, okay. So yeah, it got me thinking about this whole thing about like Tantus and how they don't know where it's at, but they know about it now. And they have Nala Se's data pad and they breached, and it was basically about the cloning stuff that they're doing. And then the next two episodes of being that extraction, you know, the two things it on the surface, it says, oh, we're going to go and rescue the clones. Right. That's what we've been talking about. Like, are they, you know, what is Rex and the Rebellion going to get involved? And now we're going to go here, but it's also kind of like, it's too short. They don't know where Tantus is at. Is the extraction thing about information then? Is it a side mission to get information to go to Tantus? That's the MO of Bad Batch, right? A side mission for a side mission for the main mission. So
yeah. Yeah. Well, this one, yeah, that's yeah.
That's so next week's could be just to get the information about where Tantus is. You know.
No, but it's infiltration, man. Oh, maybe not. They're not infiltrating. No, it would have to be. They have to infiltrate somewhere else. They're not infiltrating Tantus. That's the key. Huh? What's the second episode called?
Extraction.
The second extraction. Infiltration is the first one. Extraction is the second.
Yeah, they're tricking us. That's too easy.
It is, right?
So
soon,
yeah,
like way
yeah.
too soon.
So they're like infiltrating something completely different and extracting something completely different.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. So
damn.
And we're at the point now where. The only one I'm aware of that they would infiltrate is Tantus. So I have no ideas. I have no theories as to where the hell are they going, you know?
Well, we'll figure this out. We'll figure it out. Yeah.
Scarif. The infiltrating is probably going to be a mission that what's her name puts them on. That lizard, what's her
name? Oh, not the lizard. Sid. Not Sid. Because she's, we haven't seen her.
Wanda
but,
Sykes.
Wanda Sykes character.
Yeah.
She's going to be in it. I think we're done like with Sid. I think Sid's out.
I think
but,
so too.
Wanda Sykes like, character, you're right, Joe. At least somebody yeah. different like that. Her other yeah. other mission buddy. Yeah.
Sabersmith mm-hmm. checking in. Cheers, guys, in chat. I love that Stormtrooper logo that you got on there, Sabersmith. That's really cool. Yeah, Cliff. Already are we talking gaming with the side quests already? Yeah, it's definitely
definitely a Disney MO, dude. I mean, all these it's all very quest based. Yeah. Everybody's on a side quest. Yeah. I'll help you, but I need you to gather 3 coins.
That's right.
You know.
Yeah. Sabersmith was about maybe it's about rescuing Wolfie. Wolf.
You said Wolfie.
Wolf. He did. It was adorable.
Wolfie. You know.
Fee, thank you. way to deflect right there. Well,
that's
done.
Right. What did I say?
What were we talking about?
The power of credit.
Oh, yeah. That's right. He was confused.
Maybe it's somebody who knows about the information that they have to extract and get the, you know, that kind of stuff. And then we'll get into the Tantus thing. Yeah, that's what's nervous. That's what makes me nervous. I guess we have a lot of time to fill. What's right. that?
Yeah. Tantus is too cool a story to finish.
Yeah, Tantus is too fast for that. So,
because if they just, okay. If they destroy,
yeah, don't destroy. You can't destroy Tantus.
That's what I'm saying. If they do now, if that kind of throws Heir to the Empire kind of on a loop,
at all. Right? This is one of the Emperor's strongholds, man. He's doing experiments here. That's old EU stuff, right? Tantus is one of his places.
All right.
Yeah,
all right.
I understand. Yeah.
Perfect. However, by the time of the Mandalorian and the sequel trilogy. Maybe Tantus is already fallen, and that's why we've got Navarro, the Witches of Dathomir, you know, I mean, it is.
There's other facilities in place. Yeah, yeah.
God, falling right after Order 66, like within 3 years of Order 66, that would suck.
Yeah, yeah
it would suck, but it would also speed this along, right? It would speed us along on this path to Exegol. Maybe now we would see. The alternative, right? So well, this is fallen.
Yes, and also it would throw us on a tizzy because we would be like, that's it. I don't know anything anymore about Star Wars as far as like in between and what's like going on.
Flipping tables.
Yeah, right? That's it.
No, it all happens on Tantus.
All the theory traffic goes out the window if they do
Snoke's going to be guarding Tantus by the time we get to it in Heir to the Empire.
Yeah. And that, again, Chris, that's what we want. And that's, you know, we get to that Last Jedi territory where we look at each other going, what's going on? Everything's dark. I can't. Oh, man.
Do we want to, now that we have the knowledge of what happened in this episode, do we want to take another look at the upcoming episodes and see if it changed our perspective?
No.
Or
let me see it real quick.
I want to see when we get back to Tantus. I think we screwed. I think this part is done because I thought this was going to be the rescue of her.
Right.
We thought we'd be saving her in Crosshair. And
initially we did. Yeah.
They're well safe.
I'm
so
I'm still like, you could still save. You don't have to completely destroy Tantus. You can rescue the remaining clones and have a happy ending.
But that means they're going to know where it's at, and people will know where it's at. You know, they'd have to all die.
You're right. Especially if the rebellion and Rex is involved, right? Like, especially they're going to bombard.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah.
We are having technical difficulties with the screen share. So,
no problem.
Let me try and figure that out real quick.
No, it's fine.
Okay, no problem. I'll just go with Sabersmith. Did you guys ever talk about those TK troopers in the fourth episode? Hot Toys needs to jump on that.
With the ponchos.
Oh, yeah. Those are cool. Yeah. Okay.
We're all getting those. Those are going to be a Funko, a Black Series, everything. They'll be. Yeah.
Those are really cool.
Sure.
Really cool. I like those. And also, I know, like I said, this is the episode not to do it, but maybe, you know, we still got to get into who that mystery trooper is too.
Oh yeah.
A lot of questions on the table, which is awesome.
I forgot about that mystery trooper. I forgot about it.
Yeah.
It's Merrick.
Merrick. Did you guys see the notification that is the Black Series Merrick figure is officially a discontinued action figure? If you've got it, then they're making no more of it. If you don't have it yet, you're SOL. You are not going to be able to find that Merrick
figure. It's according to Entertainment Earth. I haven't heard anybody else. I haven't seen it anywhere else as far as like them canceling it.
I believe it
was Big Bad still has it.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah, and I've had him on order on Big Bad, and I don't see him. I didn't get any notification of that. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Because that figure's already hit the shelves.
Yeah, I canceled on Paulus and hit it on Big Bad. So I mean, I don't care about Merrick anymore because they didn't give us anything about Merrick
yet.
Jack with him.
Yeah. Well, damn.
He did more than Boba Fett in the original trilogy. Why can't we like Merrick for less or more? Why can't, just because he turned into a fart doesn't mean that he's not.
No,
awesome.
I get it. I don't think we're ever. I think it was just a soldier,
reborn Inquisitor.
Yeah, yeah.
Just like what Chris said, a fart.
Yeah,
not with the wind.
One too. I don't know. Yeah, it's definitely a mystery. Did you get that list up or I'm stalling here like
I did. You said don't worry about it, but yeah, I think I might have it. Let me see one like, more try.
It's all Chris said, don't worry about it. Chris doesn't run the show.
How's that?
What is he on?
Can you guys see it?
Scott, you're on the wrong page. Scott, clear your browser. Let's see.
Guess we just got
canceled. We got infiltration and extraction. What's that? Bad territory.
That has filler episode written all over it.
It really does, because it's just playing off Bad Batch and Bad Something. Yeah. The Harbinger is going to be her, right? We're getting Asajj.
I hope so, because that could also play into Identity Crisis, you know, with her and all of her different, you know, she's been a kind of an apprentice, she's been, or a Sith acolyte, she's been a. Yeah. Bounty hunter. She's been a kind of quasi Jedi. I mean, or she has been a Padawan. She is ripe for having an identity crisis.
Yeah. Yeah. It could be.
We thought that was Crosshair, right? We thought that was going to be Crosshair at first.
Yeah. Cause I don't see him going through that now. I see him just dealing with his PTSD now and his shaking and stuff. I don't see him dealing with an identity crisis anymore.
Right.
Jeez.
Right. Exactly.
It really threw us off. So yeah, that's Asajj going through some stuff. Cause she's reincarnated and not quite right.
Oh yeah.
You know, and then you deal with her with
I like that.
You know, with Quinlan.
Yeah.
And he's kind of like her rock. You know, I'm down. Made that up, so that will never happen. So sorry.
Because it's a good idea. Be careful.
Put me in the room, Dave. Come on. Let's do some shit. Let's make it happen.
Oh, then we've got Juggernaut, which I still think maybe that's the turbo tank we saw in the preview. Something to do with that, maybe. I don't know. Oh,
I forgot all about the trailer, like stuff in it. You know, I just
the only thing I remember is Asajj.
Yeah, Zaj is about it.
Yeah, I mean,
we're five episodes deep and we haven't got everything yet. And by this time, with what we see in the trailer, we usually have seen it in the first three or four episodes.
Right. Yeah, I'd say those last two sound plenty like we're back on Tannis. But I mean, again, I don't see him attacking Tannis. But I didn't see him destroying Kamino. I mean, I guess I did. I guess you had to destroy Kamino. I mean, how dumb would it be to end two different seasons with, hey, let's destroy this cloning facility on Kamino. Hey, let's destroy this cloning facility on Tannis. That's like Death Star, right? I mean, do we need a Death Star in one and three?
Yeah, I guess the thing is like, look, I and we're probably all in agreement here and everything is like, they should just leave Tantus alone, right?
Yeah,
because
yeah.
it's too. Yeah, and like I said, unless and like what you just said, I don't see them destroying two, you know, facility over facility over facility. But it's too important to our theory craft.
Yeah, don't mess with Tannis, please.
And you're right. And it's like next week we're gonna be sitting here going like, I can't believe they blew up Tantus.
Yeah, it's gonna suck. All the animals, all the everything. Oh,
everything.
By the way, could we foreshadow a little bit? Right? Why is it always giant monsters?
Everything
that's coming huge with the Zillow Beast. If we will see the Zillow Beast in one of these, Juggernaut, that's the Zillow Beast.
Ooh, there we go.
That's it.
Juggernaut and Zillow Beast makes a lot of sense, right?
Yeah. We haven't got to it, and they're gonna close up that arc. They said everything from Clone Wars, right? Didn't they say they would be closing all the arcs?
Yes,
nothing would be left. The Zillow Beast is wide ass open, dude. Yeah.
Right, exactly. We got Cult Leader checking in. What's up, man?
Hey. What's up?
Cliff, I don't know if you're talking about Zaj or are you talking maybe Omega? Does she survive another saber impalement now as well? Well, Zaj is dust at this point, right? Didn't she like...
She died. She was lowered on Dathomir into the lake of the Night Sisters, whatever they do there for their testing.
Yeah, the answer to anybody survives impalement if they're ever were bad, the answer is always yes.
Bad people can come back. That's why they're scary.
That's what I'm saying. Bad, yes. If they're good, no.
Right. Yeah. As a guide and a force goes, that makes sense in the force. Right. Actually makes sense.
They get buried in Indian burial ground and come back.
And they're never the same.
That's what happened. I think that's what's going on with her. That's why she's going to have an identity crisis, man. She's coming back.
That is better.
Yeah,
hairs move across the floor. It's crazy, man. She's pulled into hollow screens. Yeah, man. It's crazy.
Felipe, that's funny. Even Wrecker called it out. Why is there always a big monster? It's always a big monster 5 minutes after they land. Like Star Wars areas are that. I'm surprised like any civilizations ever survive in Star Wars with that many beasts out there on every single planet, right?
Yeah,
you can't even step out your house.
I did like Hoth Tremors though. That was cool. You know.
Yeah.
It's that kind of like we kind of got it with the crate dragon a little bit, you know, with the and then of course the whole Dune thing. That kind of sandworm thing is so just
that seemed like it was a nod right there though. I mean that was completely a nod, wasn't it? I mean I don't know a lot about it, but aren't they usually attracted to vibrations? These are scared of it, or is that tremors?
That's tremors.
Right? Yeah. It's given a whole bunch of stuff, so it's just opposite.
No,
you're
kind of right though, because in Dune they're processing spice on the planet, and the sound of the machines doing that is what attracts the sandworms to them. So
there you go. And this one keeps look at
me talking like I know something about Dune.
It's the same thing with it's the same thing with the crate dragon. The vibrations is what attracts them. It makes sense. Science. It makes sense.
I think that was more a nod that time. Sometimes everybody thinks everything rips everything off, but I think that was a legit nod.
It could be. Sure. Why not?
It was pretty close.
Rhino Hobbies is curious about Asajj having a yellow saber blade. That's the thing. It's like, this doesn't seem to me to be a flashback or whatever, because it's like a brand new Asajj.
She does have yellow in Dark Disciple, if I recall.
Oh, does she? Oh.
Yeah. Don't know if they explained it.
She didn't in the Clone Wars, though, right? The Clone Wars, she still had her red sabers in that final arc.
Yes, they did.
Right?
Because she was they were trying to frame her. Barriss was trying to frame her, and it was still the red blades.
Yeah. Again, what this episode did was a very cool callback. Barton 4 was that planet from season 2. I like that. A great callback.
Where he,
and ended.
Yeah, yeah, he ended with the Empire right there. It was I went back and watched it. It was a really solid episode. So it's one of the better episodes of Bad Batch, really.
Yeah, I enjoyed it because again, I did want to see that conflict and reunion. I wanted to see that, and I did not expect. I didn't want to expect a all right, cool. Crosshair's back. Let's go get him. Right. So
yeah. Here's the thing. I don't know that I know I didn't want him redeemed, but I knew it was going to happen. Right. You have to deal with that. So if you're going to bring him back, I think they did it pretty well. I think it went okay. You know, it was a good, like I said, good episode. I enjoyed the heck out of it. And it made you care.
It's all about the redemption.
Yeah. I'm just tired of redemptions. I just like people dying bad. Just live with your decisions and have some consequence and like die while you're bad.
Consequences, you know? Yeah, exactly.
Not have a turn at what's good, not have this big old turn and then sacrifice yourself or learn a lot, you know what I mean? Some bullshit that's going to happen with Crosshair. Yep.
Yeah, I feel like that's a whiteboard thing. It's like, okay, we're going to do this character's redemption journey, but
check.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. The interesting part is going to be how he gets redeemed, you know what I mean? And we'll just change it that way. And oh, people have never seen. No, that's what they'll say. You haven't seen that kind of redemption before, you know. But at the end of the day, it's still a redemption.
Yeah,
pretty close.
You know, guys, I'm really sorry. I did bad things. Okay, come here, bring it in, buddy.
We all did bad things.
We all did. Yeah.
No, you didn't.
I don't think Hunter ever did bad things like that. Like when Hunter says, when Hunter told him, "I have a past too," and I'm like, did you?
I don't remember Hunter killing a village full of women and children like Crosshair's did. But hey, it's Star Wars, right? You could kill all sorts of people and it's all right. You just say five Hail Yodas and you're good to go, man.
Yes, yes. The younglings, the sand people, everything. And you get to be a Force ghost.
But also, you do have to question too. It's like, Crosshair is a talent and he's muscle. He's very, very important when it comes to weaponry, right? Like he's a good soldier. So do you throw that away or do you try to like use that to your advantage also and get him back in the fight? And because he can help he can help your team win. Know what I mean? So you don't just throw everybody away. Like Crosshair's trying to run away this whole time. Like every episode when he left, he was always trying to like, just leave me alone. I don't want to be left alone. So I don't think he was looking to be redeemed. It's everybody else or Omega.
Right? You know, and he's never been the good guy, even since the first episode, right?
Yeah.
With Caleb, he was chasing off and Hunter let him go. He went to shit. If you forget, you got to go way back. And he's always kind of been the rogue.
Yeah. Like anyway. I said, he's never been the one, but like, I need to be a good guy again. Or, you know.
That was actually probably the softest he's been.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even in the Clone Wars episodes that the Bad Batch debuted in, he was the one I'm like, oh, that's the guy that's going to betray him right there. You know, he had that dark side to him. So,
yeah. I just, Crosshair is still my favorite Bad Batch.
Oh, yeah.
Even if he died on Tanta, he would have still been my favorite Bad Batch.
Easily he's the most complex.
Yeah. Best character for
sure. Just cool. Mm-hmm. His voice is cool. His just look is cool. It's like, everything.
Even after he apologized and he said he was sorry and everything, he still talks like a snake.
He
still has that slither talk.
He does.
Yeah. So the fact that they didn't ever kind of set up the Death Troopers is kind of a miss too, I think. I swear that would have been a cool setup to have him kind of lead the first set of Death Troopers. His mask nailed it. Every time I looked at him before he got his new gear, I'm like, oh man, he's going back to his gear again. I wanted him in that evil green visored looking deal. That was cool. I think that was a miss. They should have had him on the special troops. For a minute.
Yeah, exactly. Cool. We'll get to that as a side mission. Well, maybe they used his DNA to create the Death Star. So, so I just want to segue into that, like speaking of side missions and getting it kind of going to where the Star Wars gaming aspect of Star Wars life. Okay. This affects me personally. Okay. When we grew up with Star Wars also, and Star Wars gaming was a very, very, very important aspect to how we live Star Wars, you know, beyond the movies. Back in the day, we had side scrolls, we had movie editions, we had the first person shooter strategies, flight sim. We had so many things. And then EA came across and like got a sole contract and produced nothing, like 2-3 games in 10 years. And they keep it's so funny. Like I was talking to Cliff about this too. It's EA is more aligned in the business now of creating games to cancel them. Like, I don't know how they're making money at this point because this is like the third Star. I want to say the third Star Wars game they canceled, or second or something like that. Like major game that was supposed to come out, and it was the Mando game that was rumored and they were working on. I think that spawned from, correct me if I'm wrong, if anybody knows, it was from like the Underworld 1313, which is supposed to be like a Jango Fett game, and they kept kind of like reskinning and redoing it. You know, I think at one point they even had a trailer for one of them and then they canceled it. So this is affecting me very, very much because in the beginning of the show, none of us are getting younger and my patience is running thinner and thinner and thinner. So I don't know what's going on in the gaming world where is it too much resources, money, and time to create something for our modern attention span that they can't get anything out. Like they can't just release a simple game anymore.
I think this one's a little different. I agree with you on the other canceled games and how it's kind of bullshit and all this other stuff, right? Mind you, the Jedi Fallen Jedi games are pretty great. They come out.
Yeah,
right? they do put out.
Those aren't EA though, right?
No, yeah. No, those EA? Are they? Oh, yeah, they are.
Yeah, they're EA.
Yeah.
Like I said, they've only produced so many. But
we have to look at this. This is a Mandalorian and Grogu game, right?
Yeah.
The games are canon. Since they've announced that game, they've announced a movie. And they've changed the whole slate. You can't put out a game that's going to have too many things going wrong. They need open canon. They can't have something shoehorning them in. Even if it's side missions or something, something's going to have to happen there. Because you have to have, in a video game, you're going to have growth in the characters a little bit, right? And Grogu's going to learn certain things, and Mando's going to get certain things and all that. It's all canon, so you can't progress.
So you're saying it might have been something where they were on creative. A direction, and then another creative direction came in, and movies supersede everything, and
not the video. I don't know if that's a video game developer's fault on that. That might be a Disney thing or the gaming side thing saying, whoa, Disney saying, wait, we have to use that.
I just
assumed that what we were getting was going to end up being like before Grogu. I mean, he was a well-established bounty hunter well before Grogu came on.
And they,
but then you look at his armor and you see that it is the silver armor. So
giant, it's,
Okay.
Mm. So I could put that into like the conversation then, as far as like Disney coming.
It doesn't discount that at all, because they've plenty screwed up the game.
Everything else,
plenty. But on this particular one, as soon as I saw it, I'm all, that made sense. I'm sure that was Disney putting the.
So it could be possible with too much interference where they're just like, forget it, we're scrapping it, like we're done.
Or they were given the order to cut it.
I know that because Star Wars has an open license now. EA lost as the sole proprietor. Like they're not the only ones that can do it. Now it's open to everybody. And we got Outlaws coming at the end of the year. We've got a couple more games that are in development, you know.
Eclipse. I keep looking at Eclipse going, that is the one game I want to see more than any other.
Yeah.
But, and this does not give me hope for that.
No. And Eclipse, I forgot what Studio Eclipse is also, but yeah, so like Cliff was checking in, you know, EA screwed Star Wars gaming 100% because they had the license for like 20 or 15, 10 years, and they put out Battlefront, they put out Jedi Survivor, and Squadron.
Battlefront 2.
And Squadrons. So in 10 years, they put out three Star Wars games, right? It was funny. It's like Battlefront came out and it was shit on. And then they put out Battlefront 2, like right almost back to back. And then it was like they try to correct all the errors that they did. And it's still like people still play it today, you know, but it supersedes Battlefront 1. I count Jedi Survivor and Jedi Fallen Order as one game. It's just, you know,
but they had development. To work on them.
Yeah. But
so, I mean, it's two games. So they've had to put two games out. It's not like easily.
I get it. But that's like one department of it, right? So, like Cliff is saying, Golden Age was under LucasArts. That's 100%. Disney shut that down. LucasArts is back, but it's like, I think they have like, they brought it back for like approval and to get all these other companies in the mix. You know, like I said, where's our first person shooter that they canceled? They canceled the first person shooter. Where's our real-time strategy games where's our 2D side scroller games? Where's our flight simulators? There's so many awesome games that I just remember playing, and it just were so much fun. And Star Wars always had something in the mix, like always had something going on. It, to me, it's like they could announce something today, and then 5-6 years we get the development, and then they just cut it like we're done. You know,
I mean, that's a weird time. But they haven't done well. But they've had a first-person shooter and a flight simulator, and
under LucasArts.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, right now, under well, EA, we have them right now. Squadrons is a flight simulator. Battlefront is a first-person shooter. Both of them, right? Yeah. Story mode is the open-world story mode is the Jedi games, right?
I mean, yeah.
Like, they're giving it to us. They might, we might not love them.
No, no, it's not that they're not good. I guess in the traditional sense they are not, but
we
I guess we don't have classic ass games
is the problem, right? I mean, right. Just, that's all. They're just not grabbing. Yeah.
I forgot Rhino Hobbies, Galaxy of Heroes. Yes, that we do have that.
You know, maybe they're just not made with the stuff. Well, I don't know, man. Those are kind of awesome things. Like the cow games are great.
So
right. So
okay, but what I'm saying is like You get. I'm gonna take Squadrons, and then you can compare it to the older PC games, which is TIE Fighter, X-Wing versus TIE Fighter. Those are like true flight simulator games where it had a huge kind of like systems involved. It wasn't a dogfighting game. It wasn't just a run in dogfight game, because Battlefront 2 gave you that kind of game mode plus the ground assault mode.
Yeah,
the first person shooter game. I'm talking like Republic Commandos. That's
but that's Battlefront.
No, that's not Battlefront, because first person shooter is a RPG, but first person, right? Like an RPG game guy doing whatever. You had
Jedi Survivor, what the Jedi games are, but he's a Jedi.
No, that's an open world. That's a whole, it's a different game mode,
I guess.
Okay. Yeah, because there's RPG open world, RPG first person shooter. Their fighting game, you know, a fighting game. Yeah. There's the real-time strategies. I was talking like, you know, like a StarCraft, you know, there's a Command and Conquer, those kind of games. There's a lot of modes. And yes, you could honestly, I'll accept that argument of EA did put us. It's almost like those games light, like LI, you know, they're light versions of those. And I think what hurts is that they pigeonhole, they go just like that. They go, we gave you that game, but that's that setting. You know, and Star Wars is this huge, vast thing, and they never updated it, or they never expanded on it, or they never gave us anything different. And
so
yes,
it's the idea of an open world is what you really want.
I mean, something back in the day, we had a lot of choices. We had, you know, of course, there's console games. When's the last console Star Wars game that we've had besides Squadrons of a playthrough, like a Mandalorian playthrough, or using that as an example,
just Cal Kestis games. Those are the playthroughs.
So do you think the problem is they're so scared to make a game like what we were saying earlier? They're so scared to make a game that runs into canon issues, like going to, okay, like the Mandalorian, they stopped it because they don't want to run into issues with the movie that's coming. That's not even out yet.
We're assuming. Yeah.
So
I'm.
So why not make games that tell stories that movies or cartoons can't, like Kylo Ren?
Right.
You can make a full-on open world game showing how he went from when he was a boy all the way up to when he takes over the First Order. A whole game.
Because I think there's I just want to say because I think there's story that Disney wants to tell live action or cartoon before that. But we don't know that. Yeah. I mean, I say we don't know.
Probably money.
Yeah, and but what they are doing, and this is an EA now. This is when Outlaws comes out this year. It's already a done deal. I honestly don't think Outlaws is getting canceled. I think it's a game that they said or announced that it's coming out this year. The gameplay, now they just took a fictional character or a brand new character, put her in the settings of between Empire and Return, and made a game. And like Cliff was saying, it's with EA, it was 5 games over 15 years. The games that you said, Chris, those are the games they gave us in 15 years, right? And they get played out. You know what I mean? Like Outlaws is a perfect example of like, we got Jedi Survivor, we got Outlaws, we got these games that put us in all these different kind of scenarios and everything. And maybe it is that where they were trying to hit those strides and hit those marks of like, okay, Mandalorian is so hot, we got to make a Mandalorian game. But it takes 5 years to make a game. By the time it gets to anywhere close to a All right, we're taking the next step. They're like, yeah, you know what? We're not going to do it because now we're on something else.
By the time you get that done and the story gets done within the game and it's built, everything changed because now you've got a movie, three to other series. And
all it's not as working. Yeah,
well, it could be popular. It could be very popular, but you're screwing the story up.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I was going to say, but there's a way to do it with The Mandalorian specifically that you don't interfere with canon, right? It's missions, it's bounty hunting, right? You can have Grogu. It could be part of, you know, just training Grogu how to be a Mandalorian. You don't need to see every minute of their lives together. And we know what happened.
Or it could
already
be a playthrough of the series that we've already known, right? Like back in the day when we got episode 3 or I'm just saying that we used to have those kind of things where it could be where like the main storyline follows the canon and then the side missions are him doing the, putting people in cargo, getting the pucks and finding these little things. Just like in Bingo Fett, the bounty hunter game. Remember there was a thing where side missions were scanning bounties. Remember as you go into the main story. So there's ways, but yeah, I mean, I'm not into the gaming world as far as like the know-how and how much money and resources gets pulled into these to make, because I don't think it's an easy decision to cancel. You're right. It could be where it's like pressure from this or the main head said like, stop, we're going a different direction, you know, and this Mando game that was canceled could be that result of that stop and we're going this direction with Dave Filoni taking over as the writing team and everybody else coming, because this is the last of that era before that where they had directions. We're cutting, scrapping it, and we're moving now. Get the memo to everybody, we have to move on to this, and
we're just guessing, but that makes complete sense, dude.
Yeah, the Mando Mike. Okay, so like in the gaming world, there's like I was talking about types of games, the battle royale, the Fortnite type stuff, the MOBAs, the stuff like that. There's no Star Wars at all, like that, like the popular games that millions and millions of people are playing. Star Wars does not have their foot in the door at all in any of them. You know what I mean? Jedi Survivor, like Cliff said, was the first game EA did that had heart. You know, it was a very, 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 very well received. They're making a third one. It's a great thing. That's one of the, like, I will give gold star to EA on that. And it's like almost like, but that was the end of the 15 years. I think they should do a Battlefront 3. I think they should continue and update it and do it and put those get rid of those microtransactions and put in DLC that's you pay for instead of free DLC, to get it continuous. Gaming has changed. I understand
Bad Batch would be a perfect.
Yeah, it's all side missions.
Oh, yeah, well,
I mean, but if I have to see Sid every freaking.
But so is Mando. Like to that point, right? They're both the same.
Yeah. Yeah,
you keep going back to one person to get your new mission and you get, perks or whatever, more money or whatever to buy more armor, more weapons, more. It's like the same. It's every single episode of Bad Batch is the same thing. You're going on a mission to go get to the next mission. Same thing with Mando. So it's like you're basically watching a video game.
Yeah. With Mando's the Battle Royale comment thing, the Fortnite thing, I think they are doing that Disney Fortnite thing that they announced a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, maybe they're all going to mix, right? Like
they're all going to mix.
Fight Mickey. I mean,
I think it's like I think we're going to Galaxy's Edge to fight the Star Wars, in that area, So
and I what I think would be cool if they did like a Battle Royale, right? Was do the little areas we know, the little planet, like the biomes, right? And you're going to run, but you come out of half of you come out of a Star Destroyer. And half of you come out of, a
frozen castle,
right? No. Keep it Star Wars, man.
Yeah.
Drop the rebels out, right? And one person gets to be Luke or whatever. And then, like, kind of like in Battlefront, right? When somebody gets to be the hero. Same thing on this side. You're all stormtroopers and different types of stormtroopers. When you come out, one of you is Vader, and then you go at it.
Oh,
no, that's not Battle Royale. That's Team Deathmatch. So I guess it's all troopers of some sort and go play, right? But you get to customize your troops or do things, clone trooper, storm trooper, first order, same with the good guys. That'd be fun. I mean, I would
like a Call of Duty style Star Wars skin. Like you create your character, and you play that character throughout. You have the story mission, but then you also have the multiplayer, which everybody plays Call of Duty for the multiplayer aspect of it.
Yeah.
And I would have loved that, like Battlefront, to have that aspect of Call of Duty's multiplayer, where it's your, you go prestige, you can, you gear up your armor, it's the same dude, and you get to pick your roles, and that would be, that way I think would last a lot longer and be very, very fun, you know.
It would be, instead of changing troopers to have different guns to do different things like you know, did about,
doesn't seem personal, right? It's that this is your character and stuff. So the good news is the EA doesn't have the license anymore as far as like the sole license. So people can develop games. It's just that LucasArts has to check mark and give them the green light. Pay us, give us the green light, and go. And again, the caveat of don't interfere with, don't make a story game that's going to interfere with anything that we have to backtrack on. Or just say, hey, guys, games aren't canon anymore, too.
Well, do you think, is it game developers that come to them to say, I want to build a game? Or is it is that how it works? Or it's not the other way around where Disney's like, hey, I want you to make the games?
Probably both, right? Yeah. But I think
a story group.
Studio probably puts a package together, goes to Lucasfilm and says, we have this. We just want to skin it with Star Wars. What do you guys think? Because I know like other, they work hand in hand very closely with LucasArts or Lucasfilm for every aspect. They like, we want to make this. What do you guys think? And Lucasfilm has a team of people who deal with the gaming to basically give them notes and their input. But yeah, I think it's a package deal with these studios go and they go, we want it. We're very good at making like League of Legends games. We want to make a Star Wars one. And they'll probably like, well, where's the risk? Is it going to get done? How much is it going to cost? Gotcha. But basically they pay Lucasfilm for the license of it. Yeah. You know what I mean? And maybe both, maybe they look, because LucasArts is back, right? Maybe they come back and say, okay, we want a first person, we want a fighting game, you know. Let's get Taris Cassie back, right? Let's get that.
Yes.
Like let's do that. Okay. And
with Kira.
I'll take a Mortal Kombat style game. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. So like maybe they say we're filling in the gaps and we want to develop, and maybe they approach gaming companies and say, we want you guys to basically build this game and see where it goes.
By the way, when you said Taris Cassie, it still pisses me off.
I know, that's why I said it that way, because I just watched Solo the other day and I was like,
God, that was like the worst. That was the worst reveal in any of the movies. Like, what?
Yeah,
you just wrecked the last 30 years. What's wrong with you?
Yeah. I know that the game Matt Logic brought up Hunters. Hunters was a correct me if I'm wrong, Matt Logic, if this was an Overwatch style game where you pick your dudes and you go in there and just fight it out like a Fortnite or Overwatch.
Was it a mobile game?
Or was it mobile? Or it might be mobile. I'm not sure. It could be mobile. Galaxy Heroes is their mobile game that's going on right now. So I don't know. Is mobile gaming really gaming? I don't know if there's any skill to it. I don't know if there's any skill to it. You just press button and then you pay for the advancement, or you just farm the advancement. So I don't know.
Well, that's my kind of game.
No offense.
Any skill? I'm
no
in.
No offense.
All right.
I'm back to where we used to
no
scrub
offense,
fish tanks.
But you suck.
Remember when you scrub the fish tank, put coins in it, get the little fishies in the. You remember that?
Yeah. On Facebook? I like those. Okay.
I was good with those games.
I do remember those.
They were in.
I told you I play Power Wash Simulator. Okay. That's not any skill to that. Yeah.
I see. You know what I do is I put the PlayStation on. I put the music on to play on Spotify, and then I play golf, PGA golf. And I sit there and relax for an afternoon, and you know what I do, and chill and listen to music and play golf for 3 hours. It's nice.
Nice. Wow. Okay. Yeah. Matt Lodge, squad based arena shooter. So Overwatch. I'll play that because it's going to be total brand new characters in Star Wars and you know, Jawas and everything. It looks really, really good. So in other news, of course, that we get to go back to Disneyland these days with some new adventures. So I'll stop talking and let you guys take this over. So I'll let Scott go ahead. What's going on in Star Tours?
Okay, so in April, I believe the exact date is April. I think it's April 5th. I say the exact date. April 5th.
April 5th or 7th or 12th.
You know, one of those days.
Exactly.
Star Tours
Promptly.
Dick. Star Tours is upgrading. We're getting some new adventures, right? They're adding scenes from The Mandalorian, from Ahsoka, and from Andor. And other than, I'm just trying to remember what happened in Andor other than the eye. I think flying through the eye and having all those
parade
flyby would be incredible. But if we're flying through a funeral parade,
15-minute slow turn parade, and then
they're gonna make us go through that. I mean, here's the deal: that damn tour bus or the shuttle is gonna take us right through the bop down there, like a damn like it's going through the Death Star trench, right through there, right on top of them. And you're gonna see the whole thing come right up and fight the Empire.
You're gonna flip
it off for the camera, and we're gonna be. I'm so mad that happens, dude. I'll never go back on.
You know, it's probably going to be, because now as you say it, it's like the fly through.
You can see it. That's how they do, man. They just fly over stuff. So all right. They're gonna do it, man.
The way Star Tours works, for those of you who watch, who have not been a part of, who have not ridden Star Tours in the last 10 years, right? It's usually it's broken up into three sections, right? You've got your initial adventure, escaping the Star Tours hub, and then you're met by a hologram of somebody sending you on your mission. From there, you go to another planet, and then from there, it's usually leave the hub, go to a planet, get your mission, go on your final planet, right? So it's a three-location deal. The Star Tours hub is done, right? You know that's where you're going to start. You might have some new characters in the hub, possibly, but I mean, Darth Vader and Kylo Ren. I mean, who else are you going to run from?
They're going to start using Maz and Rey pretty soon to tell you what's going on. And
No. But you're escaping the hub, the Star Tours hub, to get away from either Darth Vader or Kylo Ren.
I don't see them changing that, right?
So the next thing is you escape to a planet. That planet is probably going to end up being one that we're usually used to, right? It's Hoth. It's, where else do you go?
I don't know.
Jakku. You do, you go everywhere, but the way it's broken down in three segments,
escape,
go to a planet. After you're done with the planet, you get your mission, and then you go to the main planet where you fight or you flee, right? And I see the Ahsoka and the Andor and everything all going into the third segment of that, right? You're not going to go to Andor world, and then you're going to go to Peridia or something like that, right? I think you're going to go someplace that might
familiar,
be new, but I think,
or
exactly. I think the big reveal is going to be your third mission.
And I think that'll be us flying around Purgles.
Yes. Right?
That'd be kind of cool.
Purgle would be a great
one. That's going to be the deal.
That would be cool. I also think, Scott, it's a random thing. Cause if memory serves correct, like I think I've gone to Hoth early and I've gone to Hoth secondary.
Well, you know, just like you said a minute ago, there's no Endor anymore. Hoth will be gone soon. I'm telling you, dude, they're getting rid of the original trilogy stuff. We talked about that before, man. Anything related to the original trilogy, they'll keep.
Yeah,
you said Jakku yourself. It's going to be.
I know.
Jakku, Peridia, wherever the hell Andor takes place. You know, they can keep using Tatooine because they keep going to Tatooine, but it's going to be more like Coruscant. You know, or Hosni, whatever the hell. They're going to be places like that and not the original trilogy places. Places they've got more control over.
I don't like it.
I don't either, man. But that's what's going on.
I love it that they're adding these things as long as they don't subtract.
Yeah.
Don't subtract locations. Just add locations.
Like I could see them trading Hoth for Ilum or Starkiller, right? It's just Tatooine for Jakku.
We've got Kashyyyk, we've got Krait, we've got Hoth, we've got the rings over Geonosis, we've got Coruscant, we've got, did I already say Tatooine? We've got Tatooine, and
we've got the not Endor planet, yeah.
Endor planet.
Because we go to the waves and we go through the old damaged Death
Star. Endor.
So they took Endor out for Kefbir.
I don't think we ever went to Endor.
We went to,
I don't think so.
You go to Kashyyyk.
Well, isn't that the whole point?
In the original Star Tours, you are going to Endor, but you never made it.
Oh, I thought we did.
It was the flight to Endor. No. Yeah.
It was light speed to Endor. That's how it was.
Every time
in the car, because my kids were small, we would always do that. I would take off, spinning out. Light speed to Endor. Make them all pit back.
Yeah.
You know?
Well,
you
because I have the pin when they pulled this his last tour to Endor, but you never make it to Endor. That was the joke. You know, you never make it there. Yeah.
Do we say that anymore? Or are we going?
No.
That's what I'm saying. Okay. So gone.
Yeah.
Gone. They're erasing the original trilogy.
To be fair, that was gone in the Lucasfilm era too. They took that away in 2010.
Okay, really?
Yes. Yeah, because it was 2010 at the Celebration Florida is when they closed Star Tours, and they reopened it with the new.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming with Andor, we're going to fly over the planet with the eye, right? We've got all the crystals flying over. It was probably one of the most beautiful space scenes we've ever gotten in Star Wars, right? In Ahsoka, we've got the Purgles, right? We're flying around the Purgles, going to Peridia, going wherever. Where do you think we've been everywhere in The Mandalorian? Where do you think we might go in Mandalorian that's not Tatooine? Because Tatooine already exists. When
I think Mandalore. We're going to Mandalore planet.
Boba Fett.
The ring,
that would be cool. That little ring world.
Not much
you could do on that, I suppose. But yeah,
every time we go to a planet in Star Tours, there's something going on, a battle or geological event or whatever, right? So if you go to Mandalore, you can actually go into the crystallized mines and caverns and a crate dragon not a crate dragon.
It's not going to come out. We're not going to get a mythosaur reveal.
I know it's not Mandalore, but what about going through the Kessel Run?
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
You know what? That'd be great.
Yeah,
that'd be really cool. That would be cool as long as it's against the Star Destroyer at the end, because if we're just light speed skipping from one spot to another.
The
monster
creature.
And it gets stuck. You can feel the whole thing shake for a minute as you bust out.
I like that.
That would be cool. Oh, you know what? Screw them for not having done that already, to be honest. That's probably the coolest thing. And they could pull that off pretty easy, you'd think.
Yeah. So what it was, you said it was Ahsoka, Mandalore, and Andor, right? That's
Mandalore and Andor. I don't know if those are the only three that were mentioned in the article that I read.
Yeah.
Lothal's
in Ahsoka. So we're going to see Lothal for sure, dude. That's the other one.
Oh, Lothal would be awesome too.
Yeah. But I think Mandalore is a pretty safe bet. And
I think I'm going to say this. Andor with the eye would be the coolest thing to do. Ahsoka with the Purgles. And then you go to Mandalore for Mandalorian.
And
those three work as far as like the whole thing, and especially, man, just sitting there, and even if they use Purgle for the in between, that'd be awesome too. Where it's like the Ahsoka comes and gives you the final mission, right? And it's the Purgle flying, and then it takes you to Peridia.
Dude, imagine you're on Peridia, and there's Grand Admiral Thrawn's ship right there.
Yeah, see, that brings it back, right?
Dude. Tatooine,
what? It's like we got Thrawn and Peridia. It's like, oh, what? They took away Hoth? I forgot about that.
Do they go to Jakku?
Yes.
Unfortunately, yes. There's the whole thing where you fly through the wreckage of the Star Destroyers and you crash, and some scavenger steals the Star Tours logo, and
gotcha. I haven't been through it enough times to be through everything. So
there are dozens of and the cool thing is there's different combinations too. The third act is always the third act. The second act is always the second act. And the first act is always the first act, but there's different variations of it. So it mixes it up along the way. So you might go to the different second acts and you'll go to different third act. It's crazy.
It's really hard to pay attention, but I wonder if it's all the same motion and they just make the video exactly the same, right?
Like The third act, whenever you're on Naboo, specifically, whenever you crash on Naboo and you go underwater and the giant alien fish grabs you and just shakes the shit out of the star speeder.
Yeah, then that's the Maw. That's what I was getting at, is the Maw Joey was talking about. It would totally work. I wasn't sure if they would do that because it would take extra. But if you've already got it built for that, it's already built for that.
Yeah. They just CGI around it.
Yeah, you just see it. I was thinking that maybe you had like 15 different things. All the movies parts all had the same motion. You know?
And what you just said, Mooch, makes sense. You know, they CGI around it, which is what, you know, when are we going to get alterations to the Millennium Falcon ride, right?
The rumor mill. Yeah, exactly. Like, it's the whole shakeup with Disney is all over the place, right? At first, they're like all in, all balls out, and doing all those things, and then it's like five steps backwards. Oh, we have to cut back. We fired these many people. We're not doing this, and it's like, oh my god,
COVID really screwed things up, right? I mean, we were on a trajectory for the opening of Galaxy's Edge and everything, and we knew restaurants and other rides and the whole bit, and yeah, that just kind of screwed.
They canceled the Galaxy's Edge in Paris, the Disney Euro Disney.
Really?
Or Disney Paris. That was a planned expansion. They canceled that altogether. So the only two Galaxy's Edges are Florida and Anaheim. That's it as far as like any time in the near future. They did move forward with this whole Disney Forward plan. So they are expanding Anaheim, and then they have $60 billion they've allocated to expanding Disney parks. And I believe $10 billion goes to our local one, you know, Anaheim. And which is like, okay, put that money back into put that money into Galaxy's Edge that you were planning on in the first place, that restaurant, that extra ride, that the animatronics, all those things, because it is not an interesting revisit after the 50th time.
Yeah.
Besides merchandise for me, like
I'm quick through that. I haven't even been there a lot. I'm pretty quick through there.
I'm easy, man. I go in there and I could hang out in that place for hours. But it's the aesthetic of it all. It's being immersed in, especially with the aliens walking around with Ahsoka and
And that and more of that, right? Like we talked about, you know, a lot of the stuff where the droids and stuff, they're getting to that, but it's always like this like those three droids that came out. I haven't heard any news about them coming out again. It was like a one-time deal.
I've never seen them.
And it's like, okay, Ahsoka is all seasonal. You know, Ahsoka's there for temporary. It's not a permanent.
That's bullshit.
It doesn't make any sense.
So,
that's stupid.
No. Yeah. So they
sometimes you should exist.
Like, I don't think Mando's walking around anymore. I think Mando was a temporary thing. And then they have Ahsoka. He is.
And so Boba Fett, Mando, and Ahsoka are still walking around. I haven't seen Hera in a while, but I did see Chopper every time in R2.
Yeah.
So Chopper
R2, I see all the time.
Yeah.
So maybe they go back to where what they were planning at the first place before COVID hit, and they cut back just to get that reopening in and stuff, and they implement some of that stuff back, man. Like, you know, we all of us love to live in the world multiple times. We don't like to just same thing with the gaming. We don't just play it once and then just drop it. Sometimes we want these games to last.
I do.
Like years, like Cliff and I know, I mean, I've been playing Knights, you know, SWTOR for 14 years now straight, you know, and all I do is consume Star Wars gaming with other games, but it's such a important piece to the Star Wars life, you know, the doing it, and Disneyland is just that other aspect of it. So I love the fact that they're constantly updating Star Tours, because this is not the first time they've updated it. You know, this is the like second or third that they've added new shows. And as we progress, I agree with Chris. I don't care how many combinations, don't take away, especially do not take away original trilogy stuff, because then it becomes distant for our generation.
We still have the money.
We're the ones exactly. Yeah.
You don't need to add anything for Book of Boba Fett, because we're already on Tatooine. Do you reskin Tatooine to not be the pod race, and it's now the N1? You're flying next to the N1 as it's doing its thing through Beggar's Canyon?
Or do we
there you go. You take away the pod race and become that piece, then it's...
No, we can't take away the pod race.
Yeah.
So it's the only thing Tatooine's got going for us. It's the pod race.
At that point, because I'm like, then you're racing not just stupid. Now you're racing the prequels. Right now, you're like, damn, just making it. I know it's Tatooine, but now you're making it about the Mandalorian.
Like I said, don't take away, just add to it and give us a more immersive world. Yeah. You could then ride Tatooine. You could ride Star Tours all day and never see the same thing twice.
Yeah, man,
theoretically, right?
That's cool. And add one of those ships as the old school Star Tours
Starspeeder
ride. Yeah. You know, just for nostalgia purposes. You know, like add
Captain
that
Rex
in.
Back in there. C-3PO annoys the shit out of me being there all the time.
Yeah, I don't like 3PO as a pilot.
I miss Captain Rex. I think that's cool.
With the Pee-wee laugh.
Yeah, I agree with that, Scott. And George Lucas at the end, he was in the original Star Tours. at the very end when he cries and he gets behind the desk and he like kind of steps up from the desk. And then as you go down the elevator, that's GL right there.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I didn't know that either. I got to watch the video because you can actually watch the video of the original Star Tours on YouTube.
Yeah, so I thought it was original Star Tours is brilliant.
Well, I always knew somebody was there. I didn't know it was George Lucas.
Yeah,
I didn't know.
I could vision what you're saying. I completely see it, but I
how did I not know that? Neat. Now I got to look it up while we're talking.
I hope I'm right now, for God's sake.
I know.
No, I think but the last thing I'll say about the gaming stuff, and this is important too, because it kind of goes with the what I was saying about like not. Like they're doing all these games, but what they're doing is they know the golden years of the gaming. So what they're doing is they're remastering all the games that work. Republic Battle, the old Battlefront, the old one with a 64 player map. Okay, no, that's awesome. But at the same time, it's like, okay, it's a revisit or it's a remaster. Dark Forces. I think Republic Commando is talking about remastered. Knights of the Republic, they're remastering all these games.
More than they don't anybody else, Star Wars fans are nostalgia freaks, right? So always want to revisit stuff. So, hey, let's put out the old 30 and 40 year old stuff because they're going to eat it up. And guess what? Yeah, I'm going to. Because if you put out Shadows of the Empire for me to play again,
yeah, of course.
I'm gonna play
remastered. Hell yeah!
I'll buy a Nintendo. I don't have a Nintendo. I will buy a Nintendo in order to play that.
Yeah,
that does not look like George Lucas. I'm looking. Well, look at the credits. Right now
look at the Google it. Don't call me out on the show. Text me later.
You got it, bro. You got it.
Factcheck.com up there.
I would love. I like remastered. But don't say this is what you get and that's it. Like, give us a remaster plus a new game. And don't say, like, we remastered Dark Forces. And so there's your FPS. There's your first-person shooter, right? And then leave us alone. It's like, that's old because it's not a brand new game. It's just updated graphics.
It's still a 32-bit.
Exactly. It's just updated graphics and a smoother engine. They're not reinventing anything. So it's like, give us remastered plus new games. Don't just give us remasters and call it a day. So
we need a remastered of Force Unleashed on all all consoles.
I agree.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. Force Unleashed. Okay. All right. This is for the sake of now. You got me questioning. We're gonna put this in
truth. Or
is George Lucas in the old school Star Tours?
Yes.
I always thought he was.
Headcanon. Yeah,
I always thought he was. I thought that was him at the very end, and I think that's still him. I think that's still him. We'll see.
I don't know. I've never been on Star Tours, so I'm gonna go with
what? What? Oh yeah, that's what? Right. You. Joey has a
vertigo.
Joey's
issues.
Got problems.
Joey has serious problems.
Yeah.
Let me see. Let me see if we can fix this right now. Damn it.
What are you fixing?
Right. I'm gonna bring it up, man. We're gonna show that scene.
No. I don't want to see it. I want a confirmation.
This fool will never tell you when you're right, but when you're wrong, he's gonna put it up on the screen.
No.
If you were right, he would have ignored it.
We're gonna debate the visuals, but if we get a written confirmation that's him, then it's game over, right? Either way.
I'm gonna
email him. That's true.
Is George?
Hey, George.
Lucas in
is that
original
you?
Star Wars.
Hey, we've got to talk here. We're on an audio podcast.
Yeah, I know, right?
I know, right?
So we're sitting here just cruising, being quiet for people.
I know.
Is George Lucas? Yes.
Yep, that's him.
It says, that's him for sure.
Sure, that's him.
He's wearing a wig.
Yeah.
That's as good as it gets right there.
Now I want to ride it. Like I said, we need like a nostalgia machine that just, ride that just plays that over and over. Because I do miss that one. I miss the aesthetics. Yeah. I miss the lighting, everything about it. Like, I like that, Anyway.
Yeah,
it's the cool copyright. Copyright. Yep.
The cool thing about the new Star Tours is so random. You can't predict the movement, right? But this right. one I had memorized so much. You know, I've ridden it so much. You knew every turn. It's like getting on Space Mountain. You know when the dip is coming.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I would ask for the back row. Because every time we go to light speed, I would go like I would plaster myself in the back.
Yeah, me too. Same every time. Light speed and or and that, I mean that was still when my kids were kids, so it wasn't that long ago. You know?
Right.
Okay. Where's the best place to sit at on that ride?
Back. Middle. Like
the back. Probably
now,
the wreck
now
middle.
That it's dead center. Now that it's 3D and you've got the 3D glasses and all that with it. Yeah. It's
dead center.
If you're off to the side a little bit, you get that weird matrixing. You get the weird. Kind of off 3D, so yeah, you want to be in the middle.
Right.
Last time I rode it, I was the rebel spy.
Yeah,
it was a great time.
I got to be the spy. It was great.
Yeah,
it was awesome.
All right, did you buy a pin after that said I was the rebel spy.
They don't still sell them anymore.
Any. Oh, I have one.
They used to have shirts. They used to have
Oh, really? Yeah, that's dumb.
New version of Star Tours is going to be ludicrous speed. I love it. Cliff, lights be too slow.
They've called that's the what, plaid.
That's what purgles are, right? They're ludicrous speed. They're faster than light speed, man. So
they have it's close to plaid.
That's right.
Yeah. So yeah.
Rainbow Bridge.
All right, guys. Well, I think we can get out of here now.
Thank God. I'm tired of you guys.
We've got some announcements to make, man.
Let me do this.
All right, fine.
What just happened?
Okay, so we're going
to
get out of here.
I'm ready to say goodbye. You can find me on.
We're going to get out of here. But before we do, of course, next week, you know, we are celebrating our 250th episode of the Sarlacc Digest.
Oh, the 13th?
Yes.
I'm going to be
Are you not
town.
Be? Are you not here?
No, seriously?
So. Of course, with this, you know, we'll be here. We'll be doing our thing. We'll be breaking down Bad Batch, but any other Star Wars news that comes out. So business as usual. But of course, we're updating a lot of stuff that's going on. Plus, we are going to be adding two shows to this channel. So if you haven't subscribe, especially if you are a toy collector, because every other Monday, starting the 11th next week, we got put the logo up.
Working on it.
Okay, the Sarlacc Toy Chest, which is going to be a show that starts at 5:30 Pacific time, and we are going to go over pretty much all the collecting aspects of Star Wars. So, of course, your action figures, but also pops, Legos, salt and pepper shakers, whatever is out there. We're going to kind of go over the collecting world of Star Wars every other. So that's twice a month starting next Monday. That's going to be cool because I know that we don't get into a lot of toy talk here. So let's specifically get a segment down, a consistent one. And so we can get all the updates, what's on pre-orders, what's coming, it's going to be fun. It's going
to
be a lot of fun.
And I got to give props to Grand Admiral Franz for coming up with the name for it, because
Mitch
and I were going back and forth with, what are we going to name it? And Grand Admiral's like, Toy Chest, dummies, it rhymes.
Yeah, exactly. So look forward to that again. Make sure that you hit the bell notifications for when we go. It'll be a live show, but of course, you know, replay is always is great. We're doing it early so we can hit the East Coast peeps that come in. And and because of ToyCon next week, this is going to be perfect timing. So we're going to actually have brand new pre-orders, brand new announcements, and some future products. So we are going to hit all those beats on Monday. So hopefully we get everybody. And again, we're going to do it live, 5:30. Stay tuned for that. And our other show that we do, or we're going to do, the concept is we have a Beyond the Pit. There's Star Wars and there's everything else that we like to talk about because we are well-rounded geeks and nerds. And we watch all kinds of TV shows and movies and stuff. And we geek out. We don't just stand in Star Wars lines. We stand in like every line that's basically a pop culture thing, right? Marvel, DC, everything. So our talk usually steers into, when we're not talking Star Wars, steers into everything else. And we have done segments called Beyond the Pit. And we're going to continue that segment of Beyond the Pit, but these are going to be recorded and just at your leisure more often. It's going to happen like right after our shows, recorded and then put up for you guys to view whenever you want and to chime in the comment section, because again, all well-rounded geeks, we have a logo for that one too, Scott. So there it is. Starlight Digest presents Beyond the Pit. And that's going to be, I think, what is it? It's Chrissy. It's either going to be Monday drops or Saturday drops. I don't think we know exactly when we're dropping these. These are going to be pre-recorded, probably run about half an hour to 45 minutes, maybe beyond that. So, but really cool content, really cool intro. Before, we used to have a specific topic. This is just going to be us talking about everything else that we consume. We got House of Dragons season 2. We've got Rings of Power season 2 coming out. I mean, we got a lot of stuff. We got the DC. We got a lot of Ghostbusters this month. We're going to be talking about it. So it's going to be a cool detour from Star Wars that we talk about everything else in our lives. So look forward to those on a regular basis. Starting Monday, we have our 250th on Wednesday.
We have a 5-part series on Big Bang.
Yes, we will. You know, don't think
I
we
will
won't.
Tell you. So the reason we haven't had the normal This Week in Star Wars History things is because I've been, for the last 3 weeks, I've been building new intro videos for all of these shows, right? Everything is changing for our intros.
Yeah.
And Big Bang might just make an appearance in one of those. So,
yes.
You know.
Yeah. So once we see all the stuff come to fruition, Scott, thank you for the hard work ahead of time, because we're just not, just because our 250, we're changing things up, changing the look, changing the feel, the dynamic, the production of it. And too, so we get that chance. And thank you to everybody in our pit and our Shadow Council for making that happen, because you guys are constantly here for us and we just want to continue. So we're trying to constantly improve. So 250, shit, we've been doing this for 250 episodes next week. And that's crazy. So maybe we'll have some giveaways. Maybe we'll do something special. Who knows? But only one way to find out is to be here. And then, of course, like and subscribe if you haven't. And tell a friend to come over and celebrate with us next week. So,
look at that. Philip Terrazas. Did you guys ever talk about Master of the Universe Revolution? You know what? That is a perfect topic for Beyond the Pit. So
let's talk about it right now, though, because I've seen it. Let's go.
No, I haven't watched it
I
yet.
I know you guys haven't, you jackasses. So but, I want to talk about it.
But that's, Felipe, that's part of what you're going to get with the Beyond the Pit. We are absolutely going to break things down. And you know, we're not going to be like, it's going to be an open talk forum. It's going to be a fun open talk, just like if we were just hanging out, talk, because it'll go on any kind of tangent we want. So there's not really a specific topics that we have, beats that we have to hit. It's just go until it's not interesting anymore, and then have fun with it, you know?
You're basically
spoiler,
getting
better
a...
than the first one, by the way.
Good.
So I like to hear that, yeah.
You're basically getting an insight into what it's like after our normal show ends here and the conversation that we have continues.
Yeah.
That's what Beyond the Pit is.
And it's natural. It's not like we go, okay, guys, what's about what Revel? It just happens. And it's, I figured this would be a great way to get everybody involved in that and going on. And of course, we absolutely maybe do a live stream of Beyond the Pit of the random day and have everybody come in, you know, and just talk, chat it up, you know? So, yes, the Netflix one, Isaac. So, I think with that we're good, right? We can go home and prepare for the 2-episode watch of next week's Bad Batch. We can prepare for anything else that's dropping. I'm still waiting for an Acolyte announcement soon. June is fastly approaching. If that's still the case, June 5th is supposed to be the rumored date. So, I mean, March, April. I'm thinking April.
You think April? I'm just made not May
trailer wise.
Always the one you should have.
Oh, right? Damn. May, that's right there. May 4th trailer.
And
that's
and,
it.
And end of June open, right? Gives you 2 months or just
it
one.
It says
month.
June 5th. So,
oh, then a month. Just give you 30 days. That makes sense.
That's cool.
It makes
right?
sense,
30 days
but,
of hype.
Which is why it won't happen.
Right, yeah, teaser. Right. Okay. We got teaser in April, main trailer in June, and then we'll get, yeah, I don't know.
I'm
anticipating a lot more as it gets closer. I'm getting more excited for Acolyte a lot
you,
more.
You know, more, so. As I've talked to you guys about many times, I've decided many things in my life I'm not going to do if it puts anxiety in my life. Right. One of them is waiting for trailers.
Yes.
Because waiting for a trailer stresses me the fuck out.
Yeah.
And for it's always like, oh, it's going to happen this week. Oh, it's going to happen that week. Oh, we're going to, you know what? It happens when it happens.
Super Bowl Sunday. That's all these.
And if I don't get a trailer, F it. I'm still going to watch the show. So I don't really care.
I agree.
With all that.
The more the more we do this. Good night, Cliff, man. We'll see you, and I'll hit you up and get you back into Skulltour.
Theory crafting is one thing, man, but guessing a date on why these marketing people are going to do what they do makes no sense.
You know why? Because at the end of the day, of course, we have no control of this stuff, and we just like to talk about it. But at the same time, we're always talking about the good old days of watching a trailer in the movie theater, watching something, and then 3 months later it comes out. And as much as I love that, I have to remind myself to, like, okay, stop worrying about that. Like, we haven't got a trailer and this and that, because you know what? It just let it happen. And I think it's more fun that way. So
I think so too, man. I don't dig around as much as I used to. You know what I mean? It's been like a, when things fall into our lap as far as news, cool. If we get some cool, I don't need a trailer. I'm straight. Just bring out the shows now. I'm much happier with that. And I'll theory craft without it. You know?
Oh, yeah. We don't need it. We can go and do a whole thing. So
all Assage did was throw me for a loop. I have no idea what's going to go on. So
now we're strangers. Anticipating her, right?
Yeah.
What if we never got her in the trailer?
Could you imagine if we got into episode 6?
Right.
And all of a sudden, it's what the hell is Assage Ventress doing here?
Yeah.
Right. And then, mind you, it'd be the end of the episode, and every single nerd would be like, Dark Disciple.
But that's
Dark
how you
Disciple,
do things,
Dark
though,
Disciple.
Right? Yeah.
It is. It is. And that's how it should have. I mean, I get it, man. Everything spoils everything. We can go back to Doomsday and you know, Batman versus Superman. It just everything is ruined early. So, it's just weird.
Agree, man. I mean, just for. Let's go back to test the field. Let's test those waters, right?
Yeah.
All right, then. With that, I think we're good. We're good to go.
So I saw Pretty in Pink. I'm just kidding.
I love that movie. Doesn't hold up well, but I love that movie. Anyway.
I never really realized how racist that movie is, but it's funny.
Almost every movie is racist from the 80s, man.
It is, but it's like this tug in cheek that they don't even no self awareness racism in those movies are going.
Oh, like, just doing it, not realize, not doing it.
It's non self aware racism. The 80s, you got away with a lot of stuff. So all right, cool. So like, subscribe, tell a friend, of course, and hit us up on all our socials and everything. Of course, we got the Art of Scott Solo. We've got Bootleg Joe 760. I got to see more photography, man. Come on. Get outside and do something. Jeez. Just kidding. Got to get you out there.
Chores. Because,
I know. And of course, your mama's favorite podcast. It's true. It's true. You are my mom's favorite podcaster.
She told me.
Hey, our new Patreon subscriber.
Hey, Commander Cook checking up.
What's in, man? You had a big shout out earlier. Hope you were there for that.
Yeah.
And if not, our replay is great.
Or
for
maybe
that,
he's too. Watching it. In the start from the beginning, huh?
Oh, maybe.
I never really consider that people are like just starting and then
because
like
you
almost
can
through and I'm like, what's that fool talking about?
Yeah, we did. Like you can kind of track it. They're 15 minutes ago. It's like a time machine, right?
Yeah. And of course, for all your figures, Stan needs your action figures because we're going to be doing this whole toy thing going on. So I'm sure a lot more people are buying toys these days. I hope. Go to Toshi Station Emporium. It's nonstop over here. We got so many 3D modelers working over here on the side that are just pumping material out. So
really, you hired people, huh?
Yeah.
Hired.
Sure. It's all me.
Yeah.
But anyway, thank you, everybody.
Oh,
yeah.
Toshi Station Emporium. I saw some previews of some stuff. Not going to talk about it, but holy shit. It's really cool.
Not going to talk.
I can't
about
wait.
It.
I'm not going to talk about it, but things are happening.
I'm going to really cool to tell you.
Always.
Yeah. But I'm going to show you guys after this too.
There you go. You don't get to see it just yet, but you will.
Yeah. Very, 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 very soon. In fact, not soon, the normal soon where it's like 3 or 4 months down the line. No, this is something where I started this weekend and what happened was my car broke down again. And so I had time to sit at home and just sit in front of the computer.
Be kidding me.
Yeah. I'll tell you all about it after. But I had time to sit
next
on the computer.
The pit.
Yeah, exactly. Mooch's cars just
Mooch's
doesn't work.
Transmission problems.
My God. It's so dumb. Anyway, thank you, everybody.
Mooch's tranny issues. That's what we're going to title it.
Okay. Don't give. Scott will make that intro, okay?
I mean.
I will.
Let's get some clicks, man. Mooch fights with a tranny. It's just tranny.
I mean, if I got it, hey, well, all right, go for it.
Oh, let's do it, man. I mean, this is.
Oh, my goodness. Commander Cook, thank you so much. Here's some last minute credits. Thank you, man.
Oh, man, that's for your tranny.
That's for my tranny show.
Oh, man. Woo. Next couple weeks, I'm going to ask you about it. All right, cool. Thanks.
All right. Well, I just set myself up there for twice. First, I get called on the floor for no George Lucas, and now the tranny issues. Okay.
Well, I agree that it was George Lucas. I can't handle your tranny issues.
Yeah. I'm going to prove that's him. It's him with the wig.
Going to get canceled.
I already bought it. He has a with that, Scott. Problem.
Keep it nerdy, everybody.
Or don't. It's your choice.
Yeah, whatever.
It's free world. Go for it.